We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Murph and Mark are with us this morning. John Murphy, Mark Kelso, the Bills radio broadcast team from WGR Sports Radio 550. John, first with you on the anthem protests, which hit a new level Sunday. This is new territory for the NFL. Where do you think this is going from here?
I don't know. A couple of players talked about that in the locker room yesterday and in the Bills locker room and said they weren't sure what the plan would be for next week. I mean, who knows what will happen between now and then? Who knows what the occupant of the White House will do between now and then to maybe spark this? This is where that started, and those players were, I think, put in a position where some of them felt a need to react. So who knows where it goes from here.
Now, Mark, the players, owners, GM, coach, they were all there for a meeting on Saturday night. Can you tell us maybe how out of the ordinary a meeting like that is? What a typical Saturday night is versus what happened this past Saturday?
Well, I mean, typically you're just talking about football issues, but just an indication of the culture that's being developed there at One Bills Drive, and everybody is interested in promoting unity and promoting togetherness, and I think making sure everybody has a voice. So it's just kind of an example of that leadership group that I think Coach McDermott relies upon to get the pulse of the team and figure out what they're thinking and issues and things that concern them, whether they relate to football or off-the-field issues. And I think that that's their way of saying that we're willing to discuss these things, and we want to make sure that we're taking care of everything we need to for our players.
Mark, if you were on the team this season, what would you have done yesterday?
Well, I think it's all about unity. I would have stood with my teammates, I would have done what my teammates would have done. I don't mean stand or sit or kneel, but I would have discussed it with them, and we would have stood together as a team, or we would have reacted together as a team and made sure that there was unity and consideration for everybody's feelings. I think that's kind of the way we would have handled it.
Now, John, we've been focusing much on what happened before the game, but the game itself is worthy to be talked about because the Bills beat the Broncos yesterday in convincing fashion, I think you would say.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody saw that coming, really. You know, the Bills went in as home underdogs, which is rare in the NFL, went in without a couple of starters, Cordy Glenn and Marcel Darius, and outplayed the Denver Broncos in a really good game, an exceedingly interesting game to watch with the three lead changes. And
all right, and Mark, the defense was clicking, but the offense kind of clicked with it. What do you make of that?
Yeah, they really some quality play. I mean, there were a couple of tremendous series that the offense had, and the defense continues to play at a really high level. I mean, guys had their hands on footballs all day long. They were contesting throws down the field. Simeon, who had played so well for Denver the first couple of weeks, was on the run quite a bit, and they forced him to make some mistakes. And I think that was the most critical situation, that the Bills did not make any mistakes. They forced Denver to make some mistakes, and that became the margin of victory.
You know, Mark, Marcel Darius didn't play yesterday. For me, I think a lot of people didn't really notice that he wasn't on the field. The Bills' defense played good once again. Does that spell anything for the future of Darius as a Bill?
Yeah, again, that's kind of an internal discussion between what's going on with the people there and the coaching staff and the players and that leadership group that Coach McDermott has and what's going on with the organization. But certainly the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. One guy on that team is not going to make that much of a difference. If they play as a team and play together and do the things that they need to do, that the results can be pretty favorable, and that's, I think, what we saw yesterday.
All right, John and Mark, have a great week. We will talk to you Friday morning before the Atlanta game this weekend. That's John Murphy, Mark Kelso, the Bills radio broadcast team from WGR Sports Radio 550.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.